You will excuse me if, with a small congregation, I don't mount the pulpit and look down on you. Each year you assemble to celebrate the art and science of ringing with a service of worship and, I understand, a bean feast. And each year some cleric stands in the pulpit and tells you a joke you've heard 15 times before from your non-ringing friends and tells you where bells appear in the Bible as if you didn't know already. I think it's only on Aaron's robe. But thank you for your ringing from a non-ringer. Ringers reach the part that other church folk cannot reach. We who merely hear the bells like the sound that you make, especially from a distance. I don't mean it's not good close too, but it's magic at a distance. It's one of those sounds which, when you return from being abroad for several months, remind you that something is still well in Britain. And I've experienced that a few times. It's the sound which, when you hear it, tells you that either there's worship going on, or that a couple has just married, or if it's evening, that you'll need to hurry to order your pint before they stop practicing. I don't imagine there are very many antisocial ringers. Solo bell ringing, like the sound of one hand clapping, it seems like a nonsense. Quite how the teamwork works, I don't know. I have seen people there doing it, and it all seems to function. But quite what it feels like to be a ringer, I have no idea. I imagine it's a very strange feeling to the apprentice ringer when he or she stands for the first time in real action with the others. There are things we can do together and things we do alone. And so if I can concentrate on the word team, I mentioned teamwork, which is a word which in early English was normally applied to a team of oxen. Could be four, but often just two, which were yoked together to pull a plough or a load. And here I get on to the bit of the Bible that I chose. In today's reading, Jesus was talking to his close followers and others who were around him in first century Palestine, most probably in what's now northern Israel, Galilee. And the Jews in first century Palestine had all the problems of life that we have, and on top of that they were occupied by a foreign army, the Romans, and life was very, very hard. And in all this turmoil, Jesus says to them, and it's to the crowd, not just to his disciples, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn from me, because I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy to bear, and my load is not hard to carry." I'm sure everybody knows what a yoke is. It's a very well-shaped piece of wood, designed to be comfortable for the animals it's laid across. But also it comes free with a whole lot of dangly bits, straps or ropes or whatever else, to tie the yoke onto the animal so that it can successfully pull. The poor thing is enslaved just a little bit. And it fits comfortably across the necks of two animals, say oxen or horses, and it's tied on them so they can pull a plough or a cart together. And in the time in which he was teaching, the people of Galilee and Judea, the Jewish ones, labelled under fairly heavy pressure to comply not only with the law as it had been handed down to them, as the written law, but also a burdensome set of extra instructions put on them by religious leaders, making serving God extremely difficult. Jesus offered these people a new approach to life. So when Jesus says, "Take my yoke on you," he's not saying, "Let me load up you lot to work with each other for me." He's not saying, "You two, here you come," and yoking them up. He's actually saying, "Let us, you and I, pull this plough together." He's talking about us being yoked with him. Now, life can be lived this way. Jesus, in these words, intends us to have this reassurance. And the writer of Matthew's Gospel, who above everything else is trying to tell us all the words Jesus gave us about how to live, is telling us that life can be lived this way. He was speaking probably a year or two before he was put to death on the cross by the Romans. After he was raised from death and seen alive by his followers, including some of the listeners to these words, he sent them out to take this message to the world, including us, which is how we come to have churches in England. That Jesus had died for us, is alive again, and wishes men and women to follow him, to know him, and to use his picture, that to take his yoke on them. God, said Jesus, will then forgive us for all the wrongs we have ever done. Now, some of those early followers had hard lives. Some of them were badly treated because they were followers of Jesus. But because they were living their lives in this new way, they went out and did what he said, which is how we come to be here. They were unable to cope with a hard life. And this is the new life which God calls all of us to through Jesus Christ, if we'll listen. And we can begin this life with God at any time, whether young or old. He can enable us to cope with the hard facts of life and to face the end of our own life with a friendship with God which will bring a peace, the kind of peace in which, to quote Jesus' words again, you will find rest for your souls. And we can begin to live with this yoke of Christ at any time in our lives. There's a slight catch, of which I must warn you. If you're yoked in this life, however comfortably, with Jesus Christ, guess which of you decides which way you're going. At great cost to himself, Jesus offers us life, but also calls us, to use another picture, to follow him, which is what our hymn is about. But please carry on with the teamwork. We all benefit. We're now going to sing our next hymn, Jesus Calls Us Over Tumult. Now, I shan't say who, but when I chose this hymn, somebody involved with the music today said, is Jesus Calls Us Over the Tumult a hint to the bell ringers? But I won't say who. Thank you, Lucy.
Wild, restless sea. Day by day his voice is sounding, saying, Christian, follow me. As of old apostles heard it by the Galilean lake, turn from home and toil and kindred, leaving all for his dear sake. Jesus calls us from the worship of the vain world's golden store, from each idol that would keep us, saying, Christian, love me more. In our joys and in our sorrows, days of toil and hours of ease, still he calls in cares and pleasures, Christian, love me more than these. Jesus calls us by thy mercies, Saviour, may we hear thy call. Give our hearts to thine obedience, serve and love thee best of all.
Please would you sit or kneel for prayer. First of all, we'll say together the Lord's Prayer in the more or less old version. We pray together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Eternal God and Father, you create us by your power, and redeem us by your love. Guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves in love and service to one another and to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray for all ringers. Gracious Lord, the source of all skill and beauty, you have entrusted to us the sounding of your praise and the call to worship. Give us strength, skill, and perseverance, that we may faithfully perform the work to which you have called us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for the Beverly and District Ringing Society. Lord, bless the work of our society, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, we may accomplish far more than we can know. So guide us in the exercise of our art, that we may proclaim your glory and promote the work and fellowship of your church, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And just before we pray for the sick, can we name quietly and silently to God those we know who are sick we should be praying for? Let us pray for the sick. Grant, O Lord, that all who are prevented by sickness or other necessity from coming to your house may by the sound of the bells be reminded of the prayers of your church and may rejoice in the communion of saints through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The prayer we say together. Almighty God, you have given us ears to hear the music of the bells and hearts to rejoice in it. Help us to ring the bells of your churches to your glory, and grant that their music may bring joy to the sad, penitence to sinners, and encouragement to the faithful. In their song may men hear praise of your name and a summons to worship, a message of hope and love, and a challenge to obedience. And may we all find peace within ourselves, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm just going to read the collect for today. Almighty Father, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and minds of those in authority, and bring the families of the nations divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin to be subject to his just and gentle rule, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. We sing our final hymn, number 631. Tell up my soul the greatness of the Lord. Before we sing it, as a nun ringer, I thank you for the way you can sound out worship from the towers of a Sunday morning when we worship. You do have a reach that nobody else has. You reach the parts other bits of the church simply don't reach. In a way, the sound of the bells, rather like the sound of the church service, is the music to which the church marches when it's not in church. It's a reminder that we're still part of the body of Christ. So thank you for all you do, and can I invite you to join me in this song of praise to God, number 631.
Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord, unnumbered. blessings give my spirit voice tender to me. The promise of his word, in God my Savior shall my heart rejoice. Tell out my soul the greatness of his name, make known his might, the deeds his arm has done, his mercy sure, from age to age the same, his holy name, the Lord, the mighty one. Tell out my soul the greatness of his might, powers and dominions lay their glory by. Proud hearts and stubborn wills are put to flight. The hungry fed, the humble lifted high. Tell out my soul the glories of his word. Firm is his promise and his mercy sure. Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord, to children's children and forevermore.
And now, have I failed to take an offering? That's a great relief. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all, now and forever. Amen. Yes, you do look genuinely warm. Fascinating. I actually spent some day doing this morning doing some web searching to find out how they tune bells.
Really?
Yes.
That's probably more than we know.
and the magic of how they tune them is quite terrifying.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's good. Thank
you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers. You're right, John.
Yes, okay. Good.
Yeah.
So how did you go around?
Where was that?
I've been ringing Holy Trinity this morning and then St Mary's Way late in Bolton this afternoon.
Right, and it's here this evening.
Yes.
Just 4 hours today.
Oh, that's not long.
That was one of the more successful things this church has done. We did a church plant 680 years ago when we set up St Mary's Lowgate.
Yes, that's true.
I can't say we're not active.
Yes, they all used to bring the bodies out here to be buried.
Yeah? I think so, yes, and it was a long way to go when it was muddy.
Yeah, I think they dropped a few in the Humber and they came. Very sad, yes.
Very good seal, yeah. Right. I think I'm sure. Thank you very much.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I think I'm down for closing up.
Oh, are you? Okay.
I mean, we're coming back to ring.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Are you? Right.
Yeah. No.
I'll leave it in your hands then.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
I'll be there shortly, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Lucy, thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't drop you in it too far, did I?
Oh, I thought after you'd said that you wouldn't say who it was.
Yes.
Or I'm going to be lynched.
It is one of those things. It's the sort of thing you notice when you've experienced this. If you've been abroad for a long time,
yeah.
You come back, and the things you don't realise you've missed are the ones you hear. And think, yeah. Gosh, I can hear that.
Yes.
It's bells.
They're unique. They're
all awful. Yeah, all they do. The point is that they're in a chord anyway.
Yeah.
And they sort of, they just jangle them all together, as in Germany. They've got ringers in America and some other ex-colonial places.
Yeah.
Well,
in Germany they have those.
They have carry-on, yes.
Yeah.
But they also where they've got bells and towers full of bells, they jangle them all at once.
Yeah.
And it's perfectly sound musically because you know they fit.
It isn't in fans, they're not tuned at all.
But the artistry of getting these in sequence and.
Yeah. Do you ever play tunes?
No, we can't play tunes, no. Not on these, no. You're meant to have the carillon, now. They've extended it now. They play John Brown's Body for the American Tourists.
You play that with a keyboard, though, don't you?
Well, not exactly. You pull things like that.
Oh, I see. Yes.
And then you bang them as well. No, it's not keyboard.
A bit more energetic.
Oh, no, yes. Very energetic, yes.
But the bells themselves, the intervals are such that you'd have there are only certain tunes you could play if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Because there are only certain notes available.
Yeah.
But if you jangle them all together, you wouldn't get a discord.
Hmm.
I think they're. Are they in a major? But whatever it is.
Yeah.
The bells themselves have got. They play minor chords. But the bells themselves, actually, they play a range of frequencies, which effectively is a minor chord. Or melodic or something.
Do go into Horton Cape, Marley.
I'll just unplug myself.
This is a copy of the spec from the builder.
Oh, yes.
From the architect.
Mm-hmm.
This one I'm circulating around to the Swan people.
Right.
That was Liz's idea.
Okay,
and
right.
I thought I'm going around to more.
Now I can. Olive. Okay, I've got that.
Nobody's had it yet.
Okay, I'll probably scan it and email it to them. I'll scan it and email it to you, them and you.
I've got my own copy. Yes.
Okay, but I'll just make it available.
That would be great.
Yes.
Liz said Olive could scan it, but there we are.
Olive isn't electrified, so.
Right. Oh, there's a mic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I've left the south door unlocked at the outside, for ordinary safety reasons. I've finished, thank you. Yes, I'm just putting stuff away. Looks like a business meeting.
No, no, no.
Hang on, what
was that? I didn't have a conductor.
Can we set up a whole? I'd love one, thanks. That's beautiful. Thank you very much. That's very good. Can I join you?
Yes, yes.
Oh, how many different towers are represented here today? Yeah. Oh, right. Right. Is that St Andrews? It's got bells.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Right. How many have we got? Do you know? Oh, so yours is a good guess, right?
We often only ring six. We don't ring. Christine, what came up for you?
Grace before we begin.
Oh. Is that right? You'd like to say grace?
Yes. I was thinking about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been invited to give thanks before we eat. Don't have to rise, but do, yes, thank you. Anyway, let's give thanks. Father, thank you.